Here at just concluding the NAFB Foundation lunch, and with me is one of the scholarship winners today, a $4,000 scholarship winner. Stephanie, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yes, I'm Stephanie Morgan, and I am from Lamar, Missouri, which is in the very southwest corner of the state. I'm currently a senior at Missouri State University.
And so tell me a little bit about your background, Stephanie.
I come from a diversified agricultural operation. We raise both row crops and livestock, which includes hogs and cattle both. We farrow to finish everything, and we run cow-calf pairs and finish them all on a feedlot that's ran by both my parents. They're full-time farmers.
And at Missouri State University, that's not a university that we hear a lot about as far as agricultural communications is concerned. Tell me a little bit about the program there.
Actually, our communications program is just taking root. So it's really exciting that it did start before I had gotten there, but I've seen it grow from the time that I was a freshman to the time now. And I'm really excited to see what they continue to do and the people that come from Missouri State's communication department. We have some very good teachers.
I know, and that's great. It is great to have another good option in the state of Missouri for people who are interested in agricultural communications. But tell me about what you hope to do, what you're going to do, because you've already got a job, right? You're graduating in May.
Yeah, I am graduating in May, and I was fortunate enough to hear of a job opportunity with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, and it pretty much fit my ideal job description. So I jumped on it, of course, being optimistic, but realizing being not graduated and not having the experience that I probably should under my belt, I wasn't exactly sure. And so I got the communications position, thankfully, and I started part-time a couple weeks ago and will go full-time May 22nd, just a couple days after my graduation date. Get to work with some very experienced people who I am excited to work with, people like Mike Daring, who is our new executive director, who knows communications like the back of his hand. So I'm very excited for all those opportunities and to continue to work with cattlemen and Missouri agriculturalists.
And you've already had communications experience, right?
Yes, I actually have worked for a radio station in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is just a couple miles from my home in Missouri. And I've been there for 3 years. I was able to do agricultural broadcasting, and I would work from the time markets opened up to the time markets closed. We did have a full-time staff member, but he was more my director. So he gave me the reins, and I was able to learn how to read markets within the first week being there. I was able to interview the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Vilsack, lots of different representatives and members of the Senate through agriculture. It was an opportunity that I will never, ever look back and say, man, I wish I would have done something different, because communications is so important, and working on the radio and learning the ins and outs of the markets has given me that background information coming from a farm that I truly needed for my next step forward.
And KCAL is a long-time farm broadcast station there in Pittsburgh, Kansas, so you definitely got some good training there. And what do you think about being here at NAFB, the people you've met so far, and the fact that they just gave you $4,000?
Well, I am very thankful for the scholarship, first off. It being my last semester, it's something I can check off my list. I don't have to worry about that. I'm also grateful to hear that they had further their scholarship amounts my first year as an ag or as a ag broadcaster. Some of my scholarship money from that first year that they paid me came from the NAFB, and they just extended that to 5 more radio stations. That is phenomenal. I'm so excited for those students that get to take that place. Also, getting to meet the people here. This is my third time at convention, and I look out and I've not been able to meet all the people personally, but I have been able to become familiar with their faces and most definitely their voices. So I'm grateful for that opportunity, and I can't wait to shake some more hands and thank the people that have helped me get to where I'm at today.
And well, we're happy to have you here. We congratulate you, and as I say, facetiously offer you condolences for working with Mike Daring. We adore Mike, and that will be an education in itself. So congratulations, Stephanie, here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.